It's already in his hands. Were we all aware of that? Now, here's a few articles, just paragraphs out of articles here, and this will refer us back to Revelation 13:3, because in these articles from the secular sources, they're going to use a word that's in Revelation 13:3 about healing. Listen to these. This is speaking about the Anglican Roman Catholic unity. It's from the Gift of Authority. It was an agreement signed by the Anglicans and Catholics. It says, within his wider ministry, the Bishop of Rome offers a specific ministry concerning the discernment of truth as an expression of universal primacy. The reception of the primacy of the Bishop of Rome entails the recognition of this specific ministry of the universal primate. We believe that this is a gift to be received by all the churches. Such a universal primate will exercise leadership in the world and also in both communions, addressing them in a prophetic way. The Commonwealth has already been turned over to the papacy. Now, this is from what I'm going to read here is from the Enterprise Record, May 9th, 1999. But notice the words as we go through. Pope John Paul II saying, the spring of hope has begun, joined the leader of Romania's Orthodox Church in calling for the healing of divisions within Christianity. The Pope, arriving in the Romanian capital on Friday, May 7th, said he hoped that his three-day visit would help heal the wounds in Catholic-Orthodox relations caused by the persecution of Catholics under Romania's communist regime, which was deposed in 1989. I hope my visit helps heal the wounds from that period, the Pope said. And from a title, from another article, it says, Pope tries to heal rift between Catholicism and Orthodox Church. Another article says this, in June 1998, Lutherans and Roman Catholics agreed on a joint declaration of the doctrine of justification hailed by Catholic theologian Richard John Neuhaus as momentous, a major step towards healing the root cause of a division that has shaped all of world history. The July 6, 1998 issue of Time magazine reported this development, which is a cartoon of Martin Luther and Pope John Paul II with hands outstretched toward each other. Now, perhaps if I can jump back to that, an article came out years ago in a town where I lived by for many years, Bakersfield, California, and this is the picture that the secular magazine decided to put with this article about the nomination of an ambassador to the Vatican in the United States. But what does this put you in mind of, this cartoon? Every Seventh-day Adventist should understand what's going on here. Uncle Sam.